2 years ago today, 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell was shot and killed by Charlotte police officer Randall Carrick. For the first time, Farrell's family went to the site to place a wreath in the ditch where Farrell died along Reedy Creek Road in northeast Mecklenburg County. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
It was a somber scene as Jonathan Farrell's family and friends walked along the sidewalk he used as he approached police that fatal night 2 years ago. Farrell's brother, Willie Farrell, shook his head as he guided his mother, Georgia, to the ditch where his brother died to lay a wreath and pray with family friends as they held hands.
Lord, when I ask you, please continue to keep the strength, keep us strong.
Yes.
Please continue to bless us.
Yes.
Help us understand that this fight is not over. Help us understand that justice will be served.
We must have justice, Jesus. And God, let them know it is not over, Father, until you say so, Jesus.
Yes. The night Farrell was killed, police were dispatched to the scene after Jonathan Farrell banged on the door of a homeowner seeking help following his accident. She took him for a burglar and called 911. Carrick was one of three officers who answered the call. He pointed his gun at Farrell and another officer aimed a taser at him. Farrell ran towards the officers and Carrick shot him 10 times. Georgia Farrell said being on the site of Farrell's death made her feel as if her son had been killed all over.
When I walk out here, I could see my child laying there, bleeding out with his hands behind his back. I could feel his presence.
Carrick's voluntary manslaughter trial ended in a hung jury. Attorney General Roy Cooper opted not to retry Carrick and dismissed the charge. Willie Farrell says although they want Carrick to pay for killing his brother, they have forgiven him and would like to talk to him.
We've been praying for Officer Carrick, for his family. I wrote a letter, tried to get in contact with him. We've been trying to do everything. If somebody don't want to talk to you, you can't force yourself to talk to him.
The Farrell family, which is from Florida, says they will keep a presence in Charlotte to help the city heal. They plan to do that through the foundation they established in Farrell's name. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.